tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson.
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yes, it is a girl party right now.
Girl party.
Hey, you guys.
Lil Magsy.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining in on this episode. We're really excited tonight. It was a great, great Vanderpump Rules episode. It's season 3, episode 12, and kind of what we've all been waiting for.
Yes.
The stand against Stassi.
Hello.
You guys, I'm Christina Zias, and joining me tonight are...
Hey, everybody. I'm Christy Olsen.
And as always, English Cleveland.
All right, and let's just get into it, because I feel like we've been waiting for the stand against Stassi since season 1, yes. Episode 1. Like, yep. This has been boiling up.
Mm.
So the episode starts off, and it's right away Stassi and Christina Kelly, and mm-hmm. Stassi's bringing Christina to work. And they kind of get into this whole thing about why Stassi is mad at Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked Christina for standing up for Katie. I mean, she could have done it a little bit more, but, like, I guess I know how she, like, feels about both sides and was trying to, like, play the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she did a good job, and it was nice to see her kind of stand up to Stassi a little
right.
bit, too.
Yeah. Right.
Christina doesn't kiss Stassi's butt.
Yeah.
Kind of shockingly so.
She's just a cool-ass chick, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like we've said otherwise on the show before
right.
as well.
Like, but hold on.
But in this moment...
Yeah, she seemed real and, like understanding. Like, because at the end of the day, if anyone looks at this situation, they're going to say, come on.
Yeah,
right,
like,
of course.
And if she did it, it would really show that she just really doesn't have a brain.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I was surprised that Christina was like that, though. All of Stassi's other, well, she doesn't really have a lot of friends left, but that's kind of her MO, is like to have these followers. And Christina seems to go up against her a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right? And at this point, Stassi should be charging all these people to chauffeur them around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She's always dropping someone off at her.
Yeah, or like a block or two away from her.
Right.
But do you kind of think like Christina is like, well, I'm on the show, but you're not on the show, but you keep calling me to kind of be involved with the show?
No, they've just kept Christina around because she's the only link to Stassi.
To Stassi,
anymore.
Yeah.
That's true.
Probably, yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was really great that she stood up for Katie.
Mm-hmm.
But then we fast forward and we go into the bar and we see her talk to Katie about it and finding out about the trip. And she's like, well, you know, Stassi's really mad and it's just a shame that your friendship had to end this way. So I was like,
so
like,
dramatic.
What just happened? Like, you were just standing up for Katie and mm-hmm. now you're kind of like, I mean, if I were Katie, I'd be like, what the hell? Like, I would be really hurt to hear someone else saying that as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think she just wants her, that was like her moment to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one else really gives her a time of day, but they know they can hear the other side of the story from her because she's the only person that talks to Stassi. So she's like, I'm about to do my whole debut monologue. Here it goes.
Mm-hmm. And in Stassi's vlog on BravoTV.com, she kind of said, I think Christina ambushed me a little bit. Like, Stassi was feeling differently about it as she watched it back.
Meaning that... she felt bad about the situation? Or?
She kind of thinks Stassi thought that Christina was sort of setting her up for, like, a little talk behind your back or kind of a, I'm going to be this way to Stassi and then I'm going to go over here and say this to Katie.
Because it was really wishy-washy.
It mm-hmm, did come
for sure.
That way.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. Like, whose side are you on?
Right.
And
she's like, whoever's is going to keep me on this show.
Yeah. I know. That's probably the truth.
Right.
But it does, I feel like we've all had that situation, like, where you're in between two friends and, like, you see both people's side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you guys, like, whose side would you be on if you were Christina?
I would definitely be on Katie's side.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no rhyme or reason of why Stassi has the nerve to be mad. She's just mad because she's losing grip of, like, all of her minions. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have anyone to, like, she kept saying last episode, like, me and Katie, we were a team. We were a team. And it's not about being team. It's about being friends mm-hmm. and about being accountable as a friend. And when you do something wrong, owning up to it and moving on. You're not perfect. Everyone makes mistakes in friendship. You apologize to your friend. You have an understanding, especially if she's in a relationship.
Right.
She's going to obviously choose her relationship, just like Stassi chose her relationship.
Yeah. Well, I was so ready to kind of back Katie up on this. And then Stassi said something really interesting that kind of resonated. And she said, you know, not that long ago, Katie was sitting with me talking about how much she hates these people and how she is on my side and backing me up. And so I can sort of see how, from Stassi's standpoint, it kind of came out of nowhere. Like, oh, Katie wants to do this. She wants to be friends. She wants to go to Miami. But when Katie explains herself, then you're sort of like, how do you argue with that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right?
But also, I do think that maybe it did affect her a little bit more. Stassi, is the reason she was so mad is because she heard it from Sheena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which obviously was like so Sheena mm-hmm. purposely doing that, trying
so
to get
up on her production.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's how it happened, so.
And I honestly don't think Katie was not trying to withhold the conversation with her. You know, and sometimes with certain friends, I know I have, I'm like, okay, I have to prepare myself to tell them this information because they're so draining. They're not going to be ready to hear it. And I have to be in that kind of mode that I don't care what they're going to say after. And Stassi's totally that friend. So she's like not in the mood today. It's been a hard day at work.
Right.
I don't want to bring this up to Stassi because I know I'm going to have to nurture her, baby her, make her feel okay about it. I'm not in the mood. I just got over the fact that my boyfriend was kissing some girl. Now I have to tell you I've made up with Sheena and mm-hmm. I'm going to Miami. I'm not ready for it. And so I just think the timing was off.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, Stassi is just like a big energy suck.
Right?
Definitely.
And Katie just, maybe like you said, wasn't ready to do it. I mean, it's unfortunate, but like when you have those friends that you want to tell something to and like they make you feel like you're doing something wrong and you know that you're not doing anything wrong, but then you hold things back because you know how they're going to react. Mm-hmm. So then you actually end up doing something wrong by like withholding information.
Yeah.
But it's really their fault in the first place for being such like jackasses to you. Like if you try and tell them the truth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when we talk about it like this and you describe it that way, it's like, who would want to be in that kind of friendship?
Right.
Who would want a friend like that?
Right.
It just seems so glaringly obvious. I don't know why anyone didn't see a long time ago that Stassi's a horrible, terrible friend.
But the thing about it is Stassi gravitates towards people like Katie who don't mm-hmm. really have like balls enough to stand up to her, balls enough to say things. And then Katie's the type of person that's really not confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Katie just needs to find like-minded people like her so she can be open and just say whatever she wants whenever she can.
I don't think that Katie doesn't have the balls to say stuff because I think she does, and we do see that later on in the episode.
After a few shots of tequila, she always does.
But I do think that when you're on Stassi's good side, there's no reason to have to, like, have balls to stand up to her because you're on her side, you're on her team, like, you're playing her same game, you know? So everything's okay. It's like when things start to go a little awry, then you're like, shit, like, she's not in my corner anymore. Like, what do I do, you know?
Right.
Well, and with things being cool with Katie and Tom, you know, she maybe doesn't feel the need to have that many friends or to go chat with her girlfriends or to go to the mall with Stassi or whatever it is. She's like, I'm cool with my man right now.
Which is good.
Does seem like one of those kind of girls.
Yeah, she definitely should just hang out with her man. Mm-hmm. Stassi's with her man, and Stassi is not like really benefiting her. All they do is sit around and talk about everyone.
Right.
It's kind of like, this gets old. I see these people every day. You don't have to see them. Some days they're actually cool, but now I have this animosity towards them because of your pent-up anger that you're putting on me, and I'm not even giving them a fair chance because Sheena and her really don't have a reason to not be friends.
Almost all of them don't. I mean, I guess I understand, like, the whole Kristen thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, the three of them were best friends, and, like, I mean, that's just, like, a whole lot of
That went so far down the
river. So I can understand that. But at the same time, it wasn't anything that Kristen did specifically to Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Sheena. Like, same with everyone except Jack, so I could understand.
Right.
But that she's doing for her boyfriend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I love that in one part of the episode, Lisa pretty much, like, seems to be over Stassi, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, look how disrespectful she was last episode.
Still can't believe that.
I'm like, girl, who do you think you are? Like, you just cashed your last check from that place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you feel like you can get up and just walk away?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I don't know. Well, I love what she said to Katie about Stassi, and I forget the exact words. One of you guys might know it. But she was kind of like, you're always in Stassi's shadow, and it's time for you to, like, get out of it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really nice.
I thought that, too. I wrote that down, too. I thought it was, and she told her she's done nothing wrong.
Right. You know, which is so nice to hear that from someone.
Right.
Like, older, wiser, too.
Yeah, because you go back in your head, like, okay, like, this is a big proportion. Like, it's blown out of proportion. Did I do something wrong? Do I not notice it? And then finally,
always second guessing yourself.
Yeah, you hear all these people like, you didn't do anything wrong. Then I think that's what really gave Katie the courage, like we saw at the end of the episode, to just be like, you know what? F you. I know I didn't do anything wrong. I'm tired of this. Everyone agrees with me. And, like, leave me alone about it.
Well, yeah, and Lisa's such a mom. I really loved when she said, you know, you went to Miami. She was like, I told you to do it. Blame it on me.
Mm-hmm. How cute,
you know,
is
like,
she?
My mom always used to say that. Like, just tell your friends that your mom said you can't.
I know. Right? Yeah, yeah. That is cute.
Absolutely. That's so cute. Okay, I want to just backtrack for 2 seconds because, one, I wish that in this episode we did see a little bit more of Christina Kelly and Stassi's party night.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, like, Stassi's, there's, like, a whole conversation about the push-up bra. Like, where are you going? Like, that this night's going to be so much fun that we're not let in on, right?
Right. Which would have been so cool to see, like, that kind of aspect.
It would be nice. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think Patrick was probably along, which is why they weren't shooting it for the show. And also, you know, Christina's not a main cast member. I mean, it would have been hard to fit it into the episode as much as we want to see it.
Yeah.
Let's see that outtake on Bravo.com.
We'll probably see it on unreleased footage.
Okay. Yes. There are some things that I'm starting to wonder if they're saving specifically
for that
lost episode, lost footage episode.
Yeah.
Like maybe the conversation between Jax and Tiffany.
Exactly.
Because that's what I'm dying to know. Okay, so let's get into this whole, like, Jax, Tiffany, Carmen situation.
Wait, and don't forget about Rachel. Let's put her in as a comedian girl.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but, like, I can't even include her in it because, like, there's just too many women
out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's just crazy. And it's just so funny how, like, she dated him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think just, it's so weird.
It's so gross how they all date each other.
Wait,
first
but
off.
It's super weird that Kristen is friends with this girl, Rachel. And she says it's her first friend in L.A., but does Rachel know that Kristen actually hooked up with Jax, too?
She must. I'm sure.
She for sure knows.
Right. And I think it sounds like Rachel's so over. Like, Jax is like just fodder for her stand-up show.
Totally.
I'm sure she doesn't even
Which
care.
Which is so funny, by the way.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are unclear whether Jax and Tiffany broke up.
Right.
He
and
says
he totally
they
dodged
did.
The question. Well.
No, yeah, but then he said yes. And I'm sure
after she pushed
it. Because I like had to rewind it because I was like, I'm so confused. Like, what was that shady ass answer?
He, like,
it was a shady ass answer.
It was
a deliberate shady answer.
It was like, if you all sleep with me tonight, I did rig up with her.
Bang.
Right.
If not, then yes, we are still together. Like, what does Tiffany think watching this back?
Well,
I wish we could have Tiffany in the studio. Tiffany, if you're watching, call us.
So. Yeah, call us.
Yeah, I would like to ask you what the hell you're thinking.
And did you not, you know, you can just, like, to me it's like perfect. Like, okay, I met this guy. He's actually on reality TV. Let me watch every episode and that will really tell what kind of man he is. I don't even have to ask you any questions. Like, have you had a nose job?
Yeah, you know, like, everything.
Yeah, do you drink? Yes, like, everything.
So, have you ever done it in the bathroom at work?
Right. Absolutely. Like, oh, remember that boys trip that I set you up with? Oh, yes, you did actually screw a girl in the bathroom. Oops. Fail, 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 fail. So what do you guys think about him? I mean, we saw that he was texting Carmen last week in last week's episode. And now today they go on a little lunch date.
Mm-hmm.
I like Carmen.
Yes.
Yes.
I think she's a lot younger than he is and a lot more mature.
Mm-hmm. She's far too reasonable and sensible to be with Jax Taylor and to be on this reality show.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying her a little bit.
Me too.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing her break up with him and I was like, girl power, you know?
Yeah, she was good.
But then I was kind of like a little bit disappointed
this episode.
Like, like, you kind of are giving back in a little bit. And then, like, of course, I'm going to sit next to you and I'm going to go with you to Sheena's wedding.
Like, she kind of still likes him a little bit. Or, like, there's something there that she wants.
Yeah. She took him to task at first. She tried to argue with him. And I don't know, is he really that charming that in a 5-minute conversation, you go from, like, I told you to text your girlfriend to, like, okay. But she did say she wasn't going to spend the night at the wedding with him. So.
And she doesn't trust him.
I think he is obviously very charming. Like, I don't think that it's just for show.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he does have these girls, like, well, first of all, I think it's women's fault. Like, just women in general like to see a bad boy and think that they're the ones who could change him.
Right, of course.
So I do think there's a lot of this going on. Mm-hmm. But I do like what she said, where she was like, you can't expect to have a nice girl if you're not going to be a nice guy. Yep. Bingo.
Yep.
So,
and that was that. It was funny when Jax was talking about, like why he likes Carmen. And it wasn't like she's a beautiful girl.
Oh, my
God.
Yes.
Smart. He's like, she is great with sex, and I'm great with sex. So why wouldn't she want to be with me?
He said that she's the best sex I've ever had. So
and didn't he say that about Stassi in the first season? Like, I know you have a lot of sex to me, but decide, like, who is the best? If you're going to tell everybody on reality TV, take a second, think about it, make your decision.
I guess now, because she beat Stassi out, so that's probably why he's saying
that
now.
Well, I feel like for him, it's like whoever's living with him at the moment is the best sex that he's having.
And Tiffany's not living there, and Carmen is, and she's probably a college student. So she's just like, come and take it.
Yeah, right.
It's more accessible for him. But it was just really weird for him to say that, and it just really shows what he really feels about women and all the women that he dates. It's just good the sex is.
Mm-hmm.
He's addicted to sex. That's Jax's problem. He's a sex addict.
He's addicted to attention.
I think there's a little bit of both.
He's an attention addict.
Yeah.
Definitely. A little bit of both.
Yeah, I agree. And then he has to lie. So
he's a pathological liar, sex addict.
Attention whore.
Cheater.
I feel like we should tweet that to him so it could be his bio profile.
Yeah. Right. Sure, it wouldn't be the first time he's heard it.
Absolutely.
Carmen told him in the original breakup.
Yeah.
Right.
While we're on Carmen, can I just say this whole black eyebrows with the bleached out hair thing, like, I know the models can get away with it, and I know Madonna did it in the 90s, but, like, you're gorgeous, but you're not a supermodel. You're a law student. Lighten those eyebrows, girl. It was distracting. I could barely even pay attention to what she was saying because of the eyebrows.
Uh-oh. That is really funny.
Sorry, Carmen. Not sorry.
Right? Take care of that, girl.
Oops. Okay. This was a very small part of the episode, but I just need to talk about it because Kristen, man. When there was that little... Just a little part of the episode where she's like, Tom still loves me. It's pretty much what she's saying.
And James doesn't want to hear it.
It's just bad. Like, I feel bad for them and when they're helping Sheena with her music. Mm-hmm. And then she goes on to talk about it. And he's just like, you have a perfect guy over here. I wish I could do his British accent because it's really funny.
Super cute.
And he is cute. Like, he's 22 years old. Like, mm-hmm. he's really young. But he does seem like he is trying hard and has his stuff together.
And I want to know what he's getting out of this relationship with Kristen. We never see them being
TV show. And he says they have really good sex.
Well, I can only assume that it's the sex and to be on the reality TV show because all he seems to be, he's just complaining that all he's getting out of her is, I love Tom and I wish I was with Tom and being obsessed with the Anne-Marie situation. Why is he with her?
Because James, he wants to get his music out on the air. Right.
And he wants to be on the show,
I feel like they're both using each other because Kristen is obviously still in love with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he is a good stepping stone for her.
Mm-hmm. She was used to having a man around, being in a serious relationship. They both just jumped into another serious relationship.
Right. Yep.
So it's convenience.
Definitely. Like, they work together. I mean, it just... It's all convenient.
He's cute. Like,
and he seems to treat her well.
Yeah,
very well. But,
they seem
well better than she deserves, right?
Aww,
is that too much?
Yes. Okay. I mean, no. I mean, not really. You can say whatever you want, but I do feel a little bad for her sometimes because
why?
Because I think she does do a lot of screwed up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that she necessarily is a bad person. Do you know what I mean?
Well, last week when it ended and it was kind of like, don't, I kind of got that feeling.
Like, you're very vindictive.
You're a bad person.
Yes, an evil doer.
Because now it sucks is because you've involved James. Now he's basically a pawn. Mm-hmm. You're just using him so because Tom has a girlfriend, Ariana. And so when you guys all get together, you don't just sit around crying. You have someone you can kiss and, like, hug and, you know, make it seem like put a mask on that it's okay. But deep down inside, she doesn't love with James. Yeah. She really wants Tom back. And like she said, now I can get Tom back. When she saw that he broke down crying, she wasn't even, like, crying. She really, like...
I know, it looks like there are some wheels turning.
But she was like, I got you where I want you. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Now you're emotional. You've touched me. You've held my hand. Now you're sympathetic for me, and you don't see that I'm a bad person. So now it's, you know, I have you where I want you.
You'd think Tom would know her games by now. I'm still kind of surprised that he would give her that, like, sit down and say those things to her. He should have known that she would use them against him.
But he's very emotional.
He's super emotional. And I feel like for him, he was just coming up from such a place of, like, I mean, I do think he still cares about her. Mm-hmm. You can't be with someone for 6 years and live with them and, like, not care about them. Mm-hmm. And I think that he knows that it for sure isn't going to work as a relationship. But that doesn't necessarily mean he wants, like, bad things to happen to mm-hmm. her, like, or for her to hurt. Mm-hmm. So I think he was just coming from that standpoint.
Yeah.
And obviously she took it differently. But I don't think that makes her necessarily a bad person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like this whole situation has made her a little crazy, but not... Okay, fine.
I'm not entirely sure she was sane before, but...
I think at this point, she's been vindictive, and the main thing is she, which, like a lot of people, and I can't say that I wouldn't do this too, if, in fact, Ariana really was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most women would be like, I'm going to sabotage that relationship. And I really do like Ariana, but I kind of want to know the truth to that situation.
Do you think that they were?
For some reason, I kind of feel like they were.
Mm-hmm. I kind of think so, too. I don't think necessarily consistently.
Right.
But I feel like there was more than that one little kiss in Vegas.
Yeah, definitely.
There's, like, too much chemistry there, like, from the very beginning.
And before it's like, we're just friends.
Or also, not for nothing. Okay, what do you guys think about this? Because do you think cheating is just physical? Or can you also be emotionally cheating on someone?
Tom did accuse Kristen of having an emotional affair with someone at Sir, and that was never really revealed. Really? I kind of thought maybe it was Peter, but I'm probably wrong.
We'll get into that. Yeah, right? I'm like, please.
But it's either way. If we're giving someone else your attention, and if she would have been putting that attention into the relationship with Tom, and maybe if he would have been putting the same amount of attention that he was receiving, dirty pictures from Ariana, Jack said, and all kinds of things. If they would have been paying attention to each other, maybe the breakup would never have happened.
Absolutely.
I feel like when you are having, like, an emotional relationship with someone, you're plotting.
Right.
You're always plotting in your head. Can I text them now? Should I text them later? And then when you eventually you're going to want to, can I meet up with her for coffee? Like, can I meet up with her for a drink?
It's not like shady anymore.
It doesn't have an end. Like, it doesn't really, it can go more and more and more. And curiosity kills the cat. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody really wants that whole, like, you know, game. It's a game.
Absolutely.
And then you end up like, how the heck did I end up in bed? Now I love this person. I'm breaking up with my girlfriend.
Well, I think that's what happened with Tom and Ariana. Like, I think it honestly, they probably, and obviously, like, we're all just speculating. We don't really know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But they worked so closely together at Villa Blanca. Mm-hmm. Like, they probably did have that one drunken kiss. Like, they know they really meshed well. They're great friends. And then I don't know, like, one thing just leads to another, and then it's probably like, well, if I wasn't with my girlfriend, like, I'd want to be with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's totally that situation.
Yeah. So. Well, what did you think about Kristen saying that Anne-Marie told her Tom said he wishes he wouldn't have jumped into a relationship right away and he still had feelings for Kristen, and that apparently was the catalyst for Kristen talking to Anne-Marie?
I don't feel like if they had sex, I'm not, like, hooking up, like, one-night stands. You don't really have conversations with people like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of weird for him to talk about his ex-girlfriend, about his current girlfriend.
But according to her, he was also all messed up on Molly and all kinds of things. So.
I honestly don't know if I can trust someone who just comes out of the woodwork to, like, try and ruin someone's relationship like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like... Kristen's invested, okay? Like, Kristen has been hurt. Like, who is this girl? Why do you care so much? Like, she's, like, obviously trying to get, like, trying to get some type of attention or spotlight on.
What do these women think they're going to get out of this? I always wonder that. It started with Tiger Woods back in the day. Yeah. Remember with Tiger and then his mistresses were in Maxim and doing all getting reality shows. And that was kind of the beginning of selling your story to the tabloid. Mm-hmm. And I always just wonder, like, you don't even get 15 minutes out of it. Yeah. And you look, I'm sorry, like a
trashy.
You look like a promiscuous lady who just met someone and jumps into bed with them when you're on your period. And it's all just very dirty and gross. Like, why would she want anyone to know that? Much less sell the story to a tabloid that everyone's going to read.
I mean, we'll talk about that more in News and Gossip. And predictions.
Right. But my thing is, and I wrote this down, I said, so Kristen is so adamant on breaking up Ariana and Tom with this Anna Marie girl. Mm-hmm. But is she really going to want Tom after? She's like, oh, now I can get Tom back. That's her main goal. But does she really want Tom after this situation?
I think
because
she will.
Because if he can do that to Ariana, why wouldn't he do it to you?
Well, he has done it to her. That's why she feels like that's why she wants to prove that he's also done it to Ariana. Because she's so frustrated with them, like, showcasing their perfect little relationship. And she's like, no, like, Tom has cheated on me a million times, regardless that she was doing the same. Why would you think that he won't cheat on you? Like, your love is not that great.
Right.
I feel like that's what she's trying to prove.
But then at the end of the day, she wants him back. You don't care.
I almost feel like Kristen knows that their relationship, it wasn't right, but she doesn't want to lose him the way she did.
I think she would get back with him.
I mean, probably.
In a second.
And
it would be exactly the same as it was before. It would be 2 weeks. They'd be cheating on each other again.
Yes.
This time it would be with James and still, we'd still be talking about Ariana and Tom maybe hooking up.
Now this time she'll actually like James. Like, it'll be, she'll get Tom back and it'll be like,
she's having an affair with James. Oh my gosh. Let us know what you guys are thinking,
people.
Please.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about this ridiculously awkward date between Vale and Peter. First of all, Peter, who do you think you are? Like, who told you were so charming? Because I don't see it at all. You're, like, officially ridiculously awkward.
He looks good if he doesn't talk. Like, he's, like, a very Captain Hook-looking guy. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay.
He's not a bad-looking guy. Like, he can clean up, I'm sure, nicely.
Well, and his apartment.
Didn't used to be such a creeper. Like, when did he become such a creeper?
And, like, you're the manager.
And he's just super corny to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just awkward to hang out with him, be around him, and then for him to have hooked up with Katie and Stassi, like,
it's so crazy.
But they were probably really young. He's older, so they were probably really young.
And they were probably really drunk.
Yeah,
too.
Right. Well,
exactly.
He's also made comments like, Kristen slept in my bed, you know. I think he's got more game than this episode makes it look like, but it's probably just because he's getting everybody drunk at Sir and then taking them home at the end of the night.
I'm sorry, but, like, a lot of stuff happens when you're blacked out, and that doesn't necessarily mean you wanted it to happen. Or, like, it's what did Vale say about blackouts?
Quote. Yes, blackouts are God's way of saying don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which, by the way, I said something to my friend about blacking out. Like, not about, we were just talking about blacking out, and she quoted that. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. She's like, oh, I saw that on Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, I can't believe you just quoted Vanderpump Rules. That's amazing.
I won't bring
that up in my show tomorrow, for sure. So they go on this date, and, I mean, it's supposed to be an innocent coffee date, and I can't decide if, like, Vale knows what she's getting into with these guys, because this was, like, the same innocent coffee date with Jax.
Yeah.
You know, like, she obviously likes the attention, too, or either that or the producers are like, we need you to do this right now for
us. But we know she's not that dumb.
And she's a good actress.
Right.
True.
So the girl's got it all covered.
Mm-hmm.
So he ends up ordering them a bottle of wine, and, like, that is just so unfortunate. I feel bad for him. I feel like he's probably cringing watching this episode back, being like, ooh, like, she is so not into me. It is unbelievable.
But the thing is,
and she had to go to work afterward to the restaurant he manages. And
it was just kind of weird
first
because she was really flirty with him. And she even said to him, and you know, guys remember little things that women say, like, she said to him previously when they were sitting outside.
Oh, the wine.
About the wine. So in his head is like, oh my gosh, like, that's like if a guy asks you what kind of flowers you like and you say sunflowers and he brings you sunflowers and you're like, I like roses.
Yeah. That would be much sweeter, but yes, the same thing.
I get what you're saying. But she leads them on a bit.
Yeah, totally. And she says the same line. Like, she told Jack, you need to button up your shirt. And she told Peter the same line.
Really?
I was like, okay, Vale, you got the same game running on all these guys in Vanderpump.
That's funny. She's really cute.
She is.
She's gorgeous.
I do like her, and I think she's, like we've always said, she's level-headed, and so it kind of gives her a sense of maturity and, like, a good aspect when the other cast members do come to her and, like, try to have a talk and let them know where they're at. She always gives really good advice to people.
Well, I feel like this is, like, I mean, well, this will lead into Stassi and Katie, but I feel like she gave Katie really good advice with Stassi, and it was kind of like, you need to make sure that you're getting what you put into it.
Yes.
And that's with every relationship, but especially their friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's a cool chick. And I was so super annoyed for Peter's kind of reduce her to, he said, oh, she's got that hourglass figure.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I look for in a woman. I'm like, that's all? Really? Wait. Maybe that's why you're hooking up with the kind of girls you are and you don't have this relationship that you crave, if that's all you're looking for.
I am so happy you brought that up because, especially during season one, like, we on this show were loving Peter. We just thought he was so funny, charming, and, like, just silly.
Cute.
And different than all the other guys on the show. But for him to say that, it was really demeaning and, like, just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it really shows that he, like, he's saying he's yearning for a serious relationship. It shows that that's what he doesn't have. And then if, like, go back and look at your home, like, your house is disgusting. Your sheets had, like, stains on them, like, super nasty. Like, you're a manager, like, you're a boss, like, you're running a restaurant, it's about cleanliness, you should bring that back home.
Or when you're trying to pick up a girl, you should focus on something more than just her figure, like, not for nothing.
Right.
It's not like, oh, Vale's really sweet and a cool girl, and she went to Princeton, she's really smart, she's level-headed. He's like, oh, I like the hourglass figure. Oh,
disgusting.
Anyways.
So gross.
All right, let's get into the Stassi. I'm going to call her Stacy because she's not going to be on the show next season. So anyways, pretty much Stassi tried to get Katie to crawl at her knees and, like, beg for her forgiveness. And Katie wasn't having it.
Good for Katie.
Right? Snaps for Katie. Did you guys think it was going to happen like this?
I was surprised by Stassi's tears. But, you know, I think she's far more sensitive than she tries to make herself out to be. Even, like, when she's appeared on Watch What Happens Live and people say terrible things about her, they show her clips, she always looks upset. And it's sort of like, don't build yourself up like this and get yourself into these situations and then cry when it blows up in your face.
Yeah.
I just think that she was defeated. And I don't think she really had another option but to cry because... When you, like, she's, I don't think she really has seen Katie act that way towards her. Like, telling her, shut the F up. This is exactly what it is. I don't want to hear anything you have to say. I love my boyfriend. I'm choosing my boyfriend. I'm sorry you didn't hear about it from me. Someone else got to you first. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
But it's like, calm down. And I think she really thought she would get that out of Katie and then they could, like, drink wine and, like, get back to being best friends.
And I feel like she expected Katie to be like, this was a one-time trip thing. Like, don't worry, I still hate these people.
Right. But Katie even said, like, I'm still your friend whether I go with them or not. Like, do you think that if I went on that trip and if they ever said anything bad about you, I wouldn't have your back? Like, we're real friends. But the thing about Stassi is she doesn't know how to value true friendship.
Oh, yes.
She doesn't.
Right. Yeah. I like that. So, I was like, I wrote on here, you go, girl, go. Like, I was so excited on that scene. It just really showed, like, Katie is, like, a real person. Like, we've seen her hurt with the whole Tom situation and just, like, kind of not saying anything. Like, most people are like, tell him this, like, screaming at the screen. Say
she
this,
did it,
say
and
that,
fun.
And she did it. And now it's like, finally, you have a backbone. You have, like, something saying, you said, no one else can take care of Katie like Katie.
Absolutely. And I love, I don't know if you guys watch What Happens Live afterwards, but Andy was, like, so proud of Katie, too. So it was cute to see that, too.
Well, I'm sure he's over Stassi also.
Absolutely. Okay, right? So this was an action-packed episode. What do you guys think is going to happen next week or for the rest of the season? Do you have any good predictions?
What do you think is going to happen when Anne-Marie comes to town?
I honestly really think predictions. I think that Anne Marie isn't lying. Just like Lisa said, she said, you know, no girl is going to fly all across from Miami just to come here and lie.
Right.
I really think, and I think just like the bro code situation, they keep trying to say, well, we're not going to say anything to Jax. I know Tom and Tom have both made those comments repeatedly. Like, they know Jax knows something and has dirt on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of like, well, we're just going to be quiet. Right. So I really think that something did happen.
And I think the Anne Marie situation blowing up will bring out a bunch of other things. Because if Tom doesn't have to lie about that, or if Jax chimes in and supports Anne Marie, mm-hmm. then he's going to blow up Tom's stuff, and Jax and Tom are going to be telling each other's business. I think it's going to bring out a lot more secrets.
What I'm really interested is to see what happens, like, with Sheena and Kristen, because
yeah,
you see
why
a whole,
is Sheena so upset?
Well, it's funny because Kristen said in previous episodes, like, Sheena makes this all about her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Sheena is probably defending Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, why would you do this?
We just had a great trip. Yeah. And it's kind of like sucks because Katie.
And the wedding's coming up.
Like, yeah. And Kristen just said, okay, fine, I'll get along with Ariana. Like, she agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, well, you have this person fly in. You guys have been texting. Like, you're still doing this. You're still on it.
All right, you guys, do you have any news or gossip you want to share?
I don't.
Well, I just went back over the Miami, the original article, and got all sort of the details.
Okay, so what are they?
And, well, apparently, well, this girl, she's a receptionist from New York City, Miss Anne Marie. She's not from Miami. She was there visiting on vacation.
Oh.
She said that after 5 minutes of meeting Jax, he told them that he was coked out of his mind. That's something they haven't talked about, is the drug use.
Is that why Jax needed a nose job?
Maybe. And that Tom told her he was all screwed up on Molly. And also that when they started making out and he wanted her to go to the bedroom, she just didn't know what to do.
Oh, poor girl.
So that's when you don't know what to do, you hop in bed with a reality star, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, Jax was with Carmen at the time that they were on that trip. And they broke up right after. So Jax cheated also on the beach. So, like I said, more secrets are going to come out next week.
Well, yay. We'll have to see. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been a really fun episode.
Yeah.
I'm Christina Zias, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias.
Tweet me about all this. I love it. It's at Christy Report.
And you guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
And follow us, you guys, at Vanderpump Rules, V-Pump Rules, ABTV. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, you later.
Those are the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.